And before I spend too much time complaining about, gee, we didn't spend enough, so gee, we ruined Christmas, we should talk a little about the retailers, the people who really hedge their bets on having a Merry Christmas, because Black Friday, that period between Black Friday and Christmas, that week that's really 1 week shorter this year than it was last year just because of Thanksgiving falling late on the calendar, most stores depend on that small time to push their operations into the black for the season. Now think about that. Most stores, most retailers, operate at a loss and then finally eke out whatever their profit is going to be when we go Christmas shopping. So that means all the time January, February, March, by the way, first quarter of the year is usually not very good for retailers. Things start to look up a little bit when some of the summer fashions go in, but again, they're still not operating at a profit. Retailers will say they begin to break even once back-to-school shopping begins, and Halloween, which is a growing retail, we're spending more on Halloween stuff, not just candy, but decorations and costumes never before, and then they finally get into the black for Christmas. Well, in past years, we had heard that sales increases of 3% and 4% over last Christmas was a disappointing holiday shopping season. I disagree. If your business model is based on having to have increases of 8%, 10%, 12%, 15%, you have a flawed business model. Those are unrealistic expectations if you are in business. I know of very few companies, except when they have a game-changing or a breakout product or something dramatic happens within the marketplace, there are very few companies that should anticipate double-digit sales gains from 1 year to the next. That's not typical of what happens. I mean, maybe if you are Apple and the new iPhone comes out and suddenly everybody needs it and, oh, look, we had a new product, there's incredible customer loyalty for us, so everyone went out and bought this stuff that we brought to market, and look at that, we're up 15%, good for us. That's not a typical year. And that's certainly not the environment that most retailers operate in. Think of your bigger retailers that are you know, the big players in the retail sector, Target, Walmart, Kmart/Sears, they're owned by the same company, JCPenney, those kinds of retail stores. Well, they're at the mercy of what other people bring to market, and their sales depend on the deals and the merchandising and the advertising that they can put forward. In that environment, if you've done a 3 to 4% increase over a year ago, well then, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. That's about what you should expect. By the way, if I was a lender, you know, one of the companies that finances the retailers, and someone comes to me and says, well, you know, the nature of our business is that the period between Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and the Christmas shopping season, that's when we make all of our money. Well, okay, well then, how much are you expecting? Well, for the company to break even, we need to do 8 to 10%. I wouldn't lend the money. I would not invest or buy stock in those companies. I'd say, you guys are being unrealistic. Show me a business plan where you are sustainable at 3 to 4%. And by the way, I think 3 and 4% is a great number because, by the way, gross domestic product in the last quarter grew between 3 and 4%. The original numbers were that it's 3.4%, now revised up to 4.0. So if that's the case, you are growing in line with the way the economy is growing. That, to me, is a healthy business model. So the retailers, I think, in part have suffered in past years from unrealistic expectations, and then, in part, they've done things that ruined it for themselves. Go back to the Christmas of your youth. I'm 44 years old. Maybe you are a little bit older than me. When we were kids, almost nothing was on sale for Christmas. If you were doing holiday shopping, you expected to pay full price. The sales didn't come out until the day or two before Christmas, when the retailers would look around and say, oh my God, we have too many Lincoln Logs here. We over-ordered on the Lincoln Logs. Quick, put them on discount. And then if you waited only until the very last minute, If you were one of those shoppers, gee, Christmas is on a Wednesday. Oh, it's Monday and I'm running around the store trying to buy stuff. You might get a discount then. And even then, don't expect on getting your choice of size or color or quantity, because all of those things, I mean, things were being put on discount because they had to move them. And then after Christmas was the time that the really smart shoppers could get breaks. Well, look at how completely different the retail environment is now. Now for Christmas, shoppers will not buy unless things are on sale. The discounting begins as the holiday shopping season begins. That stores start the game at 20% off plus free shipping, and we'll pay your sales tax. And by the way, you can buy online, and we'll give you even more off if you use our gift card or our store card. That shoppers have now been trained that unless there is a big discount up front, it's not a deal. And shoppers really, for the last, probably for the last decade or so, and it's gotten worse in past Christmases, shoppers know that it's a waiting game. The longer I hold out before I buy the stuff, the better the deal I'm likely to get. And by the way, the waiting game is more like a game of hot potato or chicken, because I know if I wait too long, there is always the chance that they'll run out, and then I won't get anything. I think there were some other smaller factors that also impacted Christmas as well. That early on, we had news of the Target data breach. That's not good for business. Target, which is the number two retailer in the U.S. behind Walmart, I'm sure that they were an overall drag, that they underperformed the rest of the market. Because if people aren't sure whether or not when they swipe their card, if the actual data is safe and secure, or whether or not their checking account is going to be cleared out, I'm sure that has an impact of whether they shop at one store or another. And I also think the shift towards buying things online versus buying them in the store is having an impact as well. And I think people tend to spend less online because it is so much easier to comparison shop now. There are websites that will post the same items side by side. I think that the retail sector is, shoppers are more ruthless in that way, that they are more demanding of, here's the price I'm willing to pay, and as long as something is in stock, as long as it's not like an Xbox or a Furby or one of the Elmos that hugs you, for other items that are not scarce in supply, I think people are ruthless in terms of what they pay. You might think from this conversation that it was a lousy Christmas at Conley House. It was not. I would like to talk a little more about my Christmas experience. We are overdue for this break. Then we'll come back on WSAU Feedback. I'm Chris Conley, and I'm guest hosting for Seth Mila here on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Back in a moment. Welcome back to WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, and I'm filling in for Seth Mila. Inevitably, you'll be asked today, so how was your Christmas? Well, I'll start that conversation. First, there is something that I am thankful for about this Christmas that I probably haven't expressed enough to the people in my family circle. As you probably heard by now, I've been divorced for the last 2 years. And I am very thankful that my ex and I are able to come together for Christmas and make it a combined Christmas for the children. I mean, I've got 4 kids. I have twins who are 8, and my oldest 2 are teenagers. And of course, they have the same mother and father, me and my ex-wife. And I'm thankful that my kids don't have to have 2 separate Christmases where one parent is missing, where we open some presents here, where we open some presents there. We have all gathered together for Christmas, and we've all put presents under the same tree, and we've all opened them together. And for that, I'm very thankful. And we have a similar arrangement for Thanksgiving, where we all come together and have our Thanksgiving meal together, the 2 parents and the children that we are raising together. And I know there are a lot of people that have had divorces or separations and that are not in that circumstance, and it puts a strain on the holidays. And I am thankful for both for myself and for my kids that situation that we can all get together and work together to make the holidays come out right. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. That means that my ex and I have some coordinating to do about what we buy for the kids, about a sharing of their Christmas list and who's going to get what and all of that. And we both had the same concern this year. My kids have wanted expensive gifts. And we knew that if we were going to make these expensive gifts happen, there would be less stuff under the Christmas tree. And you've already heard, if you've heard the discussion from the earlier segment, I knew that I would have less money to spend overall this Christmas, and my ex-wife was in the same situation, too, that it would be a smaller Christmas gift, and perhaps the quantity of stuff would be smaller also because kids wanted bigger gifts. My son, my oldest son, who's 13 now, wanted Xbox, wanted the hot new Xbox game, and it was very difficult to find. The parents, me and my ex, went in half on that. And we were able to find it. She was able to find it, actually, and that gift went very well. And, in fact, we kind of got a break from the kids because my younger son, one of the two twins, said he wanted that also, and he was fine if that was considered a gift to him also. So, in fact, I've got a picture here now. I'm looking at it on my iPhone of my two boys. There they are, Michael and Joel Mario. They're opening up their gift, and already it looks like one of them is trying to tug it away from the other. Our only concern was that if we got this gift, that would they be able to share it? And this picture, Joel is making a face like he's more enthusiastic about opening and getting inside the gift than his older brother is. My gifts for my daughters turned out wonderfully. My oldest daughter, Danielle, is my theater companion. As you know, one of the things that I do here at the radio station is that I write theater reviews of things that are done in Wausau and Stevens Point and surrounding areas, and I post them online. In fact, some of the most popular blogs that I write are just my feelings and opinions about things that are staged in this area. And my daughter goes along to many of those shows. So we go to opening night of things that are at the Grand Theater or at the Century Theater in Stevens Point. So the gift of theater is fabulous, and that's a great gift for me and my daughter. Tickets to something is fabulous because it also builds in time with the kids. So we get an enjoyable night out, and, you know, we go either for a snack afterwards or for dinner beforehand. And now my youngest daughter, Rachel, she's the other twin who's 8 years old, she likes going to the theater, too. Took her to Lion King during summer in New York, and now she wants to go to everything that her older sister goes to. And, of course, the hottest show on Broadway now, has been for a couple of years now, is Wicked. Wicked is the prequel story to The Wizard of Oz. My older daughter has seen it and enjoys it, would love to see it again. Rachel believes that she is now old enough to see Wicked. And Wicked is very well staged. The Wicked Witch of the West flies, and monkeys fly around, and there are broomsticks that soar across the city. It is very well put together theatrically. And, oh, look at that. It's coming to the Performing Arts Center in Appleton. Now, for weeks, I've been telling Rachel, she's 8, that flying monkeys are too intense for girls that are 8, that she can't possibly go to this, that maybe when she's older, maybe when she's, 16 or 17, Daddy, I'm old enough, I can do it. Well, of course, I knew all along that I was going to get tickets for her. And I have, on my iPhone, photographs from Christmas morning of Rachel holding up her tickets over her head triumphantly with the biggest smile of any of the Conley kids for opening up their presents. She is delighted that she and her older sister and dad are all going to see Wicked in February. And believe me, these tickets are also expensive. Not quite Xbox expensive, but expensive nonetheless. And I'm amazed and very happy that even though the kids probably got fewer presents overall, everyone seemed very happy. I got some nice stuff for Christmas, too. My Christmas take was not very large this year, but the gifts that I got were very useful and were well thought out. I have the warmest red fuzzy bathrobe. I have joked on air that I would like to have a smoking jacket. You know, something that you put on after you're in for the night that makes you nice and comfy and warm on winter nights. This bathrobe that I got almost qualifies as a smoking jacket. I had said that I wanted frames because some of the theater reviews that I write, I'd like to be able to frame and hang and then get some of the theater art, like the Playbill covers that the various theater companies use. I think those would make nice pieces. It would be kind of like a living history of theater shows and performances that I've seen since moving to central Wisconsin. And I got frames to start that project. And to me, that's really, really nice. That was a fabulous gift. I was a little worried about the gift that I gave to my girlfriend, to the woman that I'm seeing, because this is the first Christmas when I have to come up with something. And you know, first Christmas, you better not screw it up. And the gift was a piece of jewelry. Now, relax, no one's getting married. No, that's not what's happening. She has two cats. These cats are spoiled like anything else. They are very important to her. They are the kids that she doesn't have. And I wanted a piece of cat-themed jewelry that didn't look tacky. I mean, think of Hello Kitty, tacky. Think of something that's got diamond-encrusted whatever, nice, but too expensive. The challenge was to find something right in the middle, and I did. And, of course, when you're giving a gift to someone for the first time, you wonder about how that's going to go. It was given with great love, and it was received in the same spirit, and I'm very happy for that. Because I was wondering, you know, is Chris going to blow first Christmas here? And the feedback that I got was, you know, what I really wanted was a piece of jewelry that could remind me of us. And said, yeah, this fits the bill perfectly. And by the way, it also happens to be, you know, this cat-themed stuff was important to her. So, in fact, that gift came out very well. Although I will tell you, UPS made me sweat it. Final Christmas complaint, and I know there are a lot of people that are not very happy with UPS because they were overwhelmed with boxes, didn't get them all delivered on time. Two of the websites that I shopped on, when you're up front about to make your purchase, they say it will be there by Christmas time. And then only after entering in the debit or the credit card information, going through the whole checkout process, typing in the shipping label, and here's my billing address, and here's the shipping address, only after they do all that and send you the little message, your purchase is complete, only then do they say the delivery window is 2 days before Christmas and 1 day after. And ooh, when that happened, and to get burned twice on two different sites really would make me think twice about shopping there again. Thank goodness both of the things arrived before Christmas. Both of the packages that I was hoping for came the day before, came on Monday, so they could be wrapped up Monday night and then given on Christmas morning. I know there are a lot of other people that are not all that happy that UPS kind of blew it, didn't get their stuff there in time. Of all the websites that have had that problem, it seems to me like Amazon.com, which rocks with the customer service. Amazon.com is doing this right. They're saying if it's blown for you because you didn't have it ready for Christmas and you want it as a gift, they'll let you return the stuff for free, and they're giving people who were not delivered to on time $20 gift cards. That strikes me as pretty good customer service and the right way to handle what really wasn't a very good a Christmas shipping situation for those online customers. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of WSAU Feedback. Seth Mila is in next, filling in for Jerry Bader. And just to make sure you're completely confused, Seth will do his regular show from 8 to 9 tomorrow, and I will fill in for Jerry as we scramble our schedule for the holidays. News is next, and then the Jerry Bader Show with Seth guest hosting on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.